Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report. If you bring your Pete Huff, the best damn guide service, Pete. We've had a little rain over the last couple of days, but I'm sure that hasn't deterred you from getting out on the water. How's the fishing been?
It's still been pretty good. Madison Chain, still like Mendota. We've been catching some walleyes and smallmouth there. And then Keyganza, Monona, doing really good on the bluegills. And in Beaver Dam, we had our last walleye Wednesday. It was a double buy-in as our championship night. And we, unfortunately, no legal fish were brought in. At the bite, there's so much food in the lake that the bite is pretty tough right now and typically is in August.
Is it going to probably be that way, you think, for the rest of the year? Does the food sources maybe dwindle as you get towards fall, or how does that usually work?
They dwindle, or they get a little bigger, so they're harder to catch, the food. So typically in fall, it gets to be pretty good. October, November, all the way to ice up can be really good. So just a matter of time here. Lake, let it, you know, fish have what they want right now. And so they're growing and putting on weight. So they should be bigger yet for this upcoming winter.
Have you heard, are there any spots maybe on Beaver Dam Lake where people have maybe had a little bit more success than other parts, or is it the same pretty much across the board?
It seems it's different week to week. Like once, you know, you have your group of people that like to troll, and then you have your group of people that like to cast. And some weeks the casters are catching fish, and other weeks the trollers are. So it just depends on where the fish have gone, if they've gone from rocky shorelines to out in the middle of the lake, basically. So it's just a matter of finding where they're at.
Is it all water temperature that causes the fish to move, or what would cause a fish to move?
I think so. When you have these cool water spots, that will tend to hold more bay fish. I think they'll pull in there in those certain areas, and that'll make the bay fish move, and that'll make your game fish move.
How about in your collection of people that you talk to, what else have you heard about any other lakes, maybe Winnebago or any of the other lakes here, or even moving north or south even?
This salmon bite has been really good. I know really anywhere from Milwaukee, Sheboygan, Port Washington, and then also I have friends that are up on Green Bay. They're doing quite well on the perch, so if you'd like to get out with them, I can get you in contact with them. I don't necessarily guide in those lakes, but they do, and they've been doing quite well there.
Do you ever get down to northern Illinois to fish? If so, how is the fishing, when you cross the border?
I have not, honestly. I ice fished there around Antioch some years ago, but I have not ever had a boat or fished open water in northern Illinois.
Gotcha. So a lot of stuff around here as well to go fishing. Hey, if people want, are you still booking guide trips here as we head towards the fall season and even into ice fishing now?
Yep. Getting calls, a couple here and there about ice fishing. But yes, booking trips here fall and for ice season. And if you'd like to get out, call me at 608-609-2707. Or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff or Best Damn Guide Service.
Sounds good. Hopefully the rain stays away so it becomes a more pleasurable. Do you enjoy fishing in the rain or not?
I don't mind it. If it's sprinkling, I don't mind it. I have good rain gear, and it's not so hot if it's raining typically. So, and the fish bite too. So, yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Pete, have yourself a great week. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks, Wade.
Let's turn our attention to fish tails in Fox Lake and bring in the almighty Dave, the all-knowing Dave. Dave, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. And I'm not all-knowing, but I know a lot.
So how's the week been fishing in Fox Lake and the surrounding bodies of water?
It's been good. The walleye bite has slowed down a little bit, but the guys that are using forward-facing sonar out in the basin are doing pretty good. The problem there is they're just really kind of fishing for big fish, and they don't keep them, so that's good. But, the panfish haven't slowed down at all. I encourage people to only keep like a dozen if they are going all the time, which a lot of people do. But, it's been, pretty consistent. The bass bite has really kind of slacked off. They've obviously moved out deeper. All the places that the guys normally hit, the docks and that kind of thing, has really slowed down. But there's also a lot of pressure. So there's a lot of bass guys on Fox Lake usually. But Beaver Dam, they didn't do very well this week on walleyes. If you want some catfish or even some crappies, Beaver Dam's been okay. Big Green's been really good for bluegills on the cribs, and they're getting smallies on the break lines and stuff like that around rocks. But that's about all I've heard this week. Went out Monday, did quite well out here, even in the dead flat calm. But, yeah, you just got to put your time in.
How deep can people fish on Green Lake? How deep do the fish go down in Green Lake?
Well, I've caught smallies up to 70 feet, and I don't like fishing that deep because what happens is they get barrel trauma. When you, any species, when you reel them up from deep water, their hair bladders explode into their mouth, and it sticks out, and it basically kills them. So there is a way to bleed it out, you know, where you puncture that air bladder and release them, but I generally won't fish deeper than like 30 feet. Okay. And generally everything's less than that.
Sure. If people want to stop out, obviously Fishtails in the heart of Fox Lake is there. What do you have at Fishtails?
We have everything you would need to go fishing. We've got boat rentals, all the equipment, lures, bait, you name it, we got it. We even sell liquor. Yeah, stop in, and, you know, if you need any information, I always say stop in. I'll give you a map and give you some spots to try out.
Dave, I appreciate all you do at Fishtails. Thanks, and we'll chat next week.
Okay, thanks, Wade.
Usually in this segment, we talk to Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. DNS is open this week down in Madison, but Pat is taking the week off. He's going fishing with his family around the region, so we'll check in with Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle again next week. This is the ESPN Outdoors Report.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2026 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
The ESPN Outdoors Report continues now as you bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland. And last we talked to Rick, he was preparing for the big bass tournament, one of the biggest in the state, on Fox Lake last weekend. Rick, how did that thing pan out? It was a pretty busy last weekend in Fox Lake, on Fox Lake?
It was pretty nuts. Luckily, I guess for us, you know, Friday we had a big fog and it kept a lot of the pan fishermen off. But Saturday, you know, the typical Fox Lake, you know, it's pretty busy in the afternoon with pleasure boaters and stuff, but all in all, it was a great time. They raised a lot of money for SSO Outdoors, which is, they take, veterans out fishing and hunting. They raised over $18,000 for it. So, and then in that way, it was great. They gave away a lot of raffle prizes in the tournament run by Wisco and, you know, it was just top notch, but unfortunately, you know, I'm still crying the blues, to be honest. We were on these big bass in Fox Lake for like 2 weeks. You know, I never said nothing to anybody except my partner. And come to find out, we fished both days right next to the winners, within 30 yards of the winners, out in a little deeper rock slide. And to be honest, I got beat by technology. I mean, I got, live scope, and you had to live scope these fish and pretty much put the bait right in front of them. But these guys had instead of a $2,000 live scope system, they had a $4,000 live scope system, and they could stay on them a lot better than I could. And we started this Friday. We ended up in ninth place. I had second big bass of the tournament going in, which paid some money. But the last day, we only caught three keepers on Saturday, and we ended up in 16th overall. So a lot of guys, I mean, I had some good friends that were in third and fifth place on Friday that never caught a bass on Saturday. I think the pressure really got to these fish. I mean, you literally had to stick it literally in front of their face for them to get a bite. So it was a good tournament, but very, very frustrating for myself.
So you mentioned about 40 some boats were in the event this past weekend.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, did you know the guys that winning were catching your fish while it was going on? Or did you figure that out after the fact?
Oh no, absolutely. I mean, they were boat like six and we were boat 26. And by the time we got there, as I'm idling into our little honey hole, they were on my honey hole. because it's actually a spot on the spot. And we watched them catch like five before we even got set up 30 yards from them. And they were just whacking them for the first, you know, from 6:30 in the morning till about 9 o'clock. It was just a whack fest. And it's just, you know, and Saturday we beat them to the spot on the spot, and they went 30 yards from us and put a whack fest on. And like I said, it all comes down to technology. I mean, they had the premium live scope, and you know, this is Adam New. He's from the Green Bay area. I mean, he fishes the Bass Opens, and he's won the Sturgeon Bay Open several times. I mean, he's a very good fisherman. I'm not going to take that away from him. But bottom line is, we just got beat with technology.
Is there trash talking in fishing? You guys talking like he's catching big fish? Are you like looking at him saying something? Is he saying, look at this one there, Wetland?
Going into the tournament, I was the local boy to beat. I mean, that was the big scuttlebutt. You know, we got to beat the local. But, it depends. I mean, if there, you know, there is a lot of trash talking, but it's usually amongst friends.
Yes.
I mean, I know this Adam guy and he knows me, but I wouldn't say we're friends by any means. And yeah, there's none of that. But I did have a guy in our bass club that was like 50 yards down. Every time he caught like a 3-pounder, he'd hold it up and whistle at me and give me the finger and that kind of deal, you know, just a funny ha ha. But oh yeah, there's a lot of that. And a lot of it happens in the morning at like 6 o'clock when you're ready to take off. And that's when all the trash talking starts.
So did you get fishing in after this weekend of bass fishing? Where have you been this week? What have you been hearing about lakes across the region and other bodies of water?
Well, you know, the thing is, being on Fox Lake 5 days in a row and looking for big bass, I've witnessed a lot of little, like, quote-unquote, little honey holes that a lot of local pan fishermen are out really catching some giant bluegills and some giant crappies. So yesterday I went out and on a couple of those spots, and man, I'm telling you, Fox Lake is producing just the most giant bluegills I've ever seen in my life. And it's just amazing. I haven't been anywhere else. You know, it's been Thursday. It's Thursday when we're recording this, and you know, Friday or Monday I got all my stuff, you know, got my boat cleaned up and all that kind of stuff. But you know, this weekend it's supposed to rain all weekend, but I'm actually going to try to get out here in Fox Lake and capitalize on some of the spanfish bite, no doubt.
Well, people want to capitalize on some bass fishing, raw bass customs. Can you use raw bass customs for anything besides bass, or is that strictly bass lures that you produce?
Well, so you don't listen to my intro, because these lures are made for bass, walleye, yes. Pike, muskie.
Yes. I'm just asking, asking so people know.
Oh, okay. All right. I actually had a guy tell me that they were trolling some of my glide baits on Lake Michigan for salmon as well. So that's pretty cool.
So where can people find raw bass custom lures?
Right now they're available at M&M Tackle and Portage. Holiday and Wapong just got a huge refresh order. Stew's in Partyville and Dick Smith's down in Kewaukee are probably your local spots.
And are you winding down bass fishing guiding tours, or you still got room this year?
I still have room, but you know, I kind of stay away from August. August is always a really tough month. I got quite a few trips booked in September on Big Green for their giant bluegills fishing the cribs and stuff. I'm kind of winding down. You know, if somebody wants to give me a call at 920-948-8467, we'll see if we can work something out. But, I mean, my tournaments are winding down. I don't have any tournaments anymore in August, and I basically got a championship left. So tournaments are winding down. So now it's just time to fun fish.
Rick Wetland, our resident outdoorsman, you got to start thinking about hunting pretty soon, aren't we?
Well, and that's just it. When I was in at Holiday Wamp Pond talking to the guys that are working there, they're working their butts off trying to get, you know, everybody's bows fixed. I mean, and, you know, crossbows, and everybody's buying arrows, and everybody's putting cameras out. I mean, yeah, that bow hunting comes up and sneaks up on you pretty quick. And it's literally like a month away right now. I usually don't really get out there and hunt opening day. As a matter of fact, I have a championship tournament opening day of bow hunting. But it all depends on the bugs. I mean, if the mosquitoes are bad or it's 90 degrees, there's no way I'm going. But if the bugs are pretty decent, it's kind of cool, I will definitely be out there.
Rick, we appreciate all you do. Again, check out Raw Bass Customs. Make sure they're in your tackle box, and we'll talk next week.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.